This is Conversations on Public Health. Welcome to Conversations on Public Health, a regular program from the Harvard School of Public Health that explores current issues in the field. Today we're speaking with Anna Sanico, research scientist in the Department of Health Policy and Management. Sanico and her co-author, Professor of Health Economics and Policy Meredith Rosenthal, recently published a study that looked at whether tiered rankings of physicians affected what physician a patient chooses. Hi, Anna. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, and thank you for having me.
So my first question is, what is a tiered physician network and how common are they in the U.S.?
Thanks. So in a tiered physician network, health insurers will sort providers into tiers based on cost efficiency and quality performance. A physician's quality is measured by looking at whether physicians provide quality care when they have the opportunity to do so. Cost efficiency is a measure of how many resources a physician uses to treat a patient in comparison to other physicians who are treating similar patients. So in a tiered network, insurers sort the top performing physicians into the preferred or top tier and the lowest performing physicians into the non-preferred or bottom tier. Often there's also a middle tier for average performers. Patients are given a financial incentive, which is that they pay lower cost sharing, to see a physician in the top performing tier. So thus, ideally, tiered networks align a patient's incentives for high quality care and for care that is of low cost for them. Insurers are using this network design as a mechanism to channel patients to preferred providers while maintaining consumer choice of physician. Insurers also are hoping that tiered networks will spur quality improvement and cost control by motivating physicians to change their behavior in order to attain a higher tier ranking. The prevalence of tiered networks in the U.S. has been increasing over the past few years, and currently almost one quarter of large employers report that their largest health plan, which is the health plan in which the greatest number of their employees are enrolled, has a tiered network. Some state-level policymakers, such as those in Minnesota and Massachusetts, for example, in an effort to harness these same competitive forces and improve quality and efficiency, have also begun to incorporate tiered networks into state policy.
And what did your study look at?
We looked at the experience of members of the Massachusetts Group Insurance Commission, who are state and local municipal employees and their dependents and retirees who were enrolled in a health plan with a tiered provider network to see whether their physician's tier rankings had an impact on their choice of doctor.
And what did you find?
First, we observed that the patients in our study had considerable loyalty to their physicians, and there was no impact of their doctor's tier ranking on their decisions to switch away from a doctor who they had seen previously. Second, however, we found that tier rankings did affect the choices of patients who were selecting new physicians, such that when patients were visiting a doctor for the first time, they were less likely to choose doctors in the bottom or non-preferred tier. So the fact that we observe an impact of tier rankings on new patient visits makes sense to us, because unknown physicians are more likely to be viewed as substitutable than our physicians with whom a patient already has a relationship. But these results we found are also economically meaningful for doctors, as physicians in the bottom tier in our study experienced a loss in market share of new patients of 12% compared to their peers with better tier rankings.
So based on the fact that you found that patients didn't switch from their existing doctor to a higher tiered physician, does that mean that these tiered physician networks need some tweaking in order to make them more effective?
So choosing a provider is complicated for patients, and I think there are many factors and sources of information that patients can take into account when making these decisions. Our findings suggest, I think, the potential for tiered networks to be one element of this process. But I think for tiered networks to reach their full potential, it would be important to compare how the incentives about which doctors to choose that face patients in plans with tiered networks compare to those incentives about where to refer patients that face physicians under global budgets and ACOs, and to make sure that these incentives are aligned. And in this case, when these incentives are aligned, we're most likely to be able to direct patients to the highest value physicians and achieve the desired impact from this policy.
This has been a Harvard School of Public Health production. Please visit us on the web at www.hsph.harvard.edu.